Yes, of you, Mrs. He, since you have been in the restaurant business for so long. Now, we're talking about some 30 years ago, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, did your business or the business of your father open all day or certain hours of the day? In general, you have three restaurants at one time, one time you had two. But in general, did it open every day of the week?
We were open 6 days a week.
Which day
we
do you close?
On Tuesdays.
I see.
As I remember, all restaurants, all three of them closed the same day.
Alright. Do you open every week of the month?
Yes.
Every month of the year?
Every month of the year,
all
yes.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Do you close on holidays?
We were open on all holidays excepting towards about 10 years of the new Chinatown restaurant. We closed on Thanksgiving Day, and I remember, I think we were also closed on Christmas Day. But previous to that, we were open all on all the holidays.
Now, did you work in your father's restaurant?
I was there as a hostess. Took care of the cashing.
How old were you when you worked there? Or how many years did you work there?
Well, of course, as I said, being a family restaurant, even when I held a job, I'd go back there and have dinner, and I'd stay around there for an hour or two before going home. So, but I was never, I mean, actually worked there as a, I took care of the cash for Dad. Mm-hmm. That is my brother by that time. I was old enough to do that cash and then hostessing.
Now, so were you, did you work for pay, for wages?
Yes, Dad. I remember the old days too. Dad used to, like I said, I had wonderful parents.
How much did you get paid then?
Okay. I had my job. I lived at home. I didn't have to pay a cent. And yet, Dad used to give me $30. Then it got to be $15 a week. And he put me through school. He did it. He took care of everything. But Dad always, because I would go back after work, put in a couple hours, and he would pay me.
All right. Then approximately how many customers do you have in your biggest restaurant?
You mean the capacity of the capacity? Uh-huh. It was about 120.
Oh, that's for the largest.
That's the new, I beg your pardon, you asked me the largest. That's the one in New Chinatown. The one in Old Chinatown, we were able to accommodate, we had the upper floor and the lower floor. Mm. But when we were open for, that is, everyday business, we were just up on the upper floor first, and then later on we did everyday business on the lower floor. But we would have private banquets, then we would serve on both floors, which we could at that time accommodate 175.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, at that time your father's restaurant should be considered one of the biggest of Chinese restaurants.
In Old Chinatown, not New Chinatown.
I see. Now then, do you have regular customers that goes every week?
Oh, yes.
Every day? Do you have some that goes every day?
Not every day, but we had some who came even four times a week.
Oh.
There were one or two who, more than one or two who had offices in the Civic Center. We had people such as bail bondsmen. I won't mention names, but who had office right up there in the Civic Center, and then we had a theater man who was right down there in downtown. He used to come in four times a week.
He just loved Chinese food.
Yes.
Then.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of services do you give them? Do you serve what kind of food? Any special dishes? Any kind of special food?
We served Cantonese food, Cantonese style. And we did serve dim sum.
Oh, you do?
We open for lunch. At the Osu Chow, we serve dim sum and dinner food. And at the Nusu Chow, we serve dim sum. And so did we do that at the third restaurant. But New Chinatown, the last 10, 12 years, we discontinue serving dim sum.
Do you have any special dishes that your restaurants are known to serve?
The sweet and sour pork and sweet and sour spare ribs we were known for that for this reason. Well, I won't say we were known for that, but I know that many customers came in mainly for that because of the chef that we had. The sweet and sour sauce that he made was really out of this world, so to speak.
Wonderful.
I mean, even Chinese, you know. That
if you have the recipe, I would like a copy.
Okay.
Now, do you have a bar at that time? Did you have a bar?
My father was very religious.
Oh, yes.
And even knowing that if he had a bar, it would probably cover a lot of expenses, the restaurant expenses.
Mm-hmm.
But then we did well with restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so he didn't want to have a bar. He didn't want to be bothered with.
Yeah. Did you have parking facilities for the customers? Or weren't there enough cars at that time to worry about?
No. At the New Chinatown, as I remember, we did have validated parking for a year or two, but that was just a short time. And then after that, we didn't. You know.
And did you have dancing facilities?
At the Hollywood restaurant, but not at the Chinatown restaurants. I might bring this in, which I think it might be interesting to know. The New Chinatown restaurant, during the war years, it was very busy. We did have very good business. But then it was, after a time, it was very difficult to get help.
About what year was that it began to be difficult to get help?
Well, I guess it was about 43. And it wasn't just that it was hard to get the proper help. I'm talking about waiters, because we did have very good waiters before. Mm-hmm. The reason why Dad, while we closed it for a year or two, is because we had so much business we really couldn't handle it.
That was the restaurant in New Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Because we were short of help, and we felt that we just couldn't handle it. We had people standing in
line. What year was that about? You said during the war year, it'll be 1940.
I guess it was about 42,
42,
3. Mm-hmm. Or in 41, 42, 43. Because we had people standing in line, we just couldn't get in. And you know, it got to be like that 3-4 times a week. It was quite a problem.
Yes.
And we felt that we couldn't give the proper
service. So you decided to close the restaurant in New Chinatown for a while.
We closed it for about, I think it was about 2 years, and we let the USO, that was the Chinatown USO, we let them rent the place.
Oh, I see. Then did that restaurant ever reopen again? After the war.
Right after USO closed, then we, after the war, when help was better than we got.
All right, now let's concentrate on this restaurant in New Chinatown. How many workers were there, approximately?
Mm-hmm. During the war years.
That includes the chef, assistant, bartender. You don't have a bartender, but hostess, manager, waiter, and all that. Approximately, how many people?
I'd say about weekdays. Weekdays, about 9. This is during war time. But weekends, we had 14, 15, because weekends were really rough.
About 14, 15, okay. About how many hours do worker put in a day? A regular, how many hours?
We opened 11 o'clock, and we closed at, in the old Soo Chow, we opened at 11, we closed at 1 o'clock. So then they had hours off in the afternoon, and we scheduled it so that, you know, some waiters would be on. Afternoon is always quiet, so that we only had one or two on, and then they cooked the same way.
So how many days do they work in a week? Now, you open 6 days a week, but how many days do the workers work?
In the old days, they worked 6 days a week, and then thereafter, six for a long time, then afterwards it was, I think, about off 2 days.
Then how many of the workers are Chinese? How many of them are Mexican or
all
other
Chinese.
Ethnic? All Chinese. How did you recruit your workers? Through friends. Now, you said at one time it was hard getting good cooks, huh?
Oh, yes.
And that was the time you decided to close it for a couple of years, right?
It wasn't so much the cooks, the chefs, it was the waiters.
Then you find it's harder to get waiters than for cooks?
I would say yes. Because the waiters were more the younger fellows, and then the fellows my generation, not too many of them wanted to be waiters.
I see.
And the ones who, I mean, like during wartime, they were all away, you know, out in the front in the service. That's what I'm saying.
Now in the 40s, did your employees get? Any kind of benefit like health insurance, workman's compensation, and sick pay?
Yeah, workman's compensation, always.
Always?
Workman's compensation.
But did they get sick pay?
I remember, my brother Ed, the one that took care of, you know, all the books there.
Did they get paid vacations?
Yes.
Bonuses?
Bonuses, I would say yes. Now that my father, I remember, you know, just like Jolien or Bakang, how they do.
About approximately how much?
Depending on what helpers, chef always gets more. The other cooks, and then the waiters.
You don't remember actually how much money,
Different from year to year.
Now, do you remember that you had trouble with the workers at all, or your father had trouble with the workers?
No, they only once, but that was minor. No, as a matter of fact, all the workers who worked there, everybody who worked there always came back afterwards.
I mean,
we got to be friends.
I see.
All the workers who worked there, we didn't think of them as employees. We were all friends.
So in another word, you're a very good boss, I would say. All right. Now, what do you think of a restaurant's workers' union in Chinatown? Is there one like that in Chinatown now?
No, that I don't know.
But at that time, was that one in existence?
No, there wasn't. But I think if they don't have one now, I think that they should.
Now, did you have a restaurant association in Chinatown then?
It wasn't exactly an association, but all the restaurateurs did get together now and then, yes. But it wasn't not an organization that was really formed.
Now, in general, how do you maintain your contact with the restaurant owners? Do you get together to talk about business? Sometimes?
Or banquets. We would get together and have dinner together.
How often do you do that?
Oh, no, not too often. Maybe I'd say maybe twice a year. But then...
Now, when your father had the restaurants, who did the buying of food and food supplies?
My brother Edward.
I see. So your oldest brother does all that, buy for the two or three different restaurants. Do you remember the banks that you did business with at that time?
This was security, way back was...
About 1940 or so. There wasn't a bank in Chinatown then, was it?
No, no, no. Security, I think, is where they were. And then also, I think Citizens for a while.
Yeah.
But afterwards, Citizen closed. It used to be Citizens around the old plaza there. Mm. Was it called Citizens? But I remember Dad back there a long time.
Have you always been in the restaurant business? Your father, rather.
No, he started off in the produce business, mm-hmm. wholesale produce. Actually, that was where he made his money at one time. Then he lost a lot of money. Then he come back in the restaurant business. Then, towards the end, we didn't do too well. We were all going each our own way. Not, well, I won't put it that way, but there wasn't the family unity in the restaurant like we had before. Mother and father, me, I put in more time after, I'd go back there, and so many of friends came around to the restaurant to eat just because I was there. Or maybe because my mother was there, my father. I mean, we had customer friends, let's put it that way.
So about, what year was that family business began to sort of drift away?
I would say late 60s.
Late 60s, uh-huh.
Around 65, 66,
67, around there. Let's see. Then the restaurant has been...
I think we wanted to get out of it. That was the main thing. Mm-hmm. My brother, we had enough of the years, but it was too much tying us down.
Now, did you own the property of the restaurant?
No, that was leased.
Was each restaurant leased?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned that you have one daughter, and she's already out of college and working. So you don't have any little ones to worry about,
no.
Or to take over the business if you had one.
No, you're retired.
How much money did it cost to start a restaurant? How much capital do you have to start a restaurant?
That depends on the area, depends on the period. When we started the one in Old Chinatown, that was just right after Depression time, mm-hmm. so everything was cheap then, right?
Which was the largest restaurant in Chinatown when you were in the business, or your father was in the business?
In Old Chinatown?
Uh-huh.
Or
New Chinatown?
Which was the largest?
Uh-huh. In your estimation?
In the Old Chinatown, I think, by the way, Cherry Falo was one of our first Chinese restaurants in mm-hmm. Los Angeles, Chinatown. And even before we opened our place, I remember many of the banquets were held there. And people had wedding banquets, baby banquets.
Now Cherry Falo is no more, huh?
No.
Quite some time.
After they tore down Old Chinatown, Cherry Falo moved up to New Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And the location where...
Yes, I know where it is.
Madame Wong.
In the
Isn't
plaza.
Madame Wong now?
Next to Madame Wong. Next to Madame Wong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the same building, mm-hmm. but right next to it. When you had your business in Chinatown, were you ever threatened by gangs? Okay, now...
In fact, Chinatown, to me, Chinatown's... All three Chinatowns, China City, Old Chinatown, China City, New Chinatown, 9th Street Chinatown. Especially the Old Chinatown, New Chinatown. We've always said how peaceful was it. No.
At that time. Mm-hmm.
At that time, even up to the 68 or even up to the middle 70s. Now, once we're out of there, I'm not so close to it. But all the time we were there, it was a peaceful place to be. I mean, people would come down. There was no fear of anything. And everyone got along one another.
But do you think Chinatown is the same now?
I think there's a transition. Yeah. We're going through a transition period now. I think that, well, let's take New Chinatown. First you have the old-timers who had been there for many decades. And everything was very peaceful. There wasn't so much controversy as I hear there are controversies now and then. But before, no, they may have, but it was very easily settled. And especially that's one reason why we had Zhonghua. We always had Zhonghua to settle disputes, right? But there wasn't any problems in those days, but I understand now that we have a lot of new blood coming in. When I say new blood, I mean people who have just come over, let's say from the Orient, within maybe the last 6-7 years to date, and with their money, they feel they can throw their weight around because with the money.
What do you think of the future of Chinatown or of the Chinese in Los Angeles? There are a number of savings and loans in China now, in Chinatown, that we didn't have before.
I think it's wonderful having so many Orientals here now. I say Orientals because Chinatown now is not just all Chinese. Although we have the Vietnamese in there, we have the Indonesians, they're Chinese to begin, origins, right?
Yes.
But they still go by Indonesian and Vietnamese. I'm glad that we have this influx of Chinese, but only if they can, instead of, let's say, injecting when I say foreign element, I mean unfavorable foreign element. If we don't have that, then fine. But if we have some of this unfavorable foreign element, then I say it's not good for Chinatown. Because Chinese, I remember when I was working at the Institute, according to statistics, the Chinese in the whole United States, particularly here in Los Angeles, we had the lowest rate when it came to crime. And we were proud of that. But now, well, of course, with the greater the population, the greater, there's bound to be a rise, increase in crime. I mean, that has to be expected.
But what do you think of the future of Chinatown? Is it going to be better than what it is now, or?
In what way?
More progressive?
Yes, I think it would be more progressive. I think with this new blood in there, it will help to be more progressive. We'll discard some of our old ideas and our old ways.
Do you think the Chinese here have done better when you compare with the Jewish people? Or do you think our progress has been too slow? Advancement of the young people.
That's a hard question for me to answer for this reason. We have to take into consideration, firstly, the Jewish population is much greater than what the Chinese population has been, right? And the Jewish people were not so restricted as the Chinese were. They were able to get into so many professions, whereas Chinese a lot of the professions before, there wasn't an open door. Although my generation, When the students got to the school, take my brother Gilbert Francis now. He and Joe Ma, I think were they, and Eugene Choi, they were the first Chinese architects here. I shouldn't label them as Chinese because their business was not only with Chinese. They did business with Caucasians. They built homes for design houses, for houses and business firms for Caucasians as well as Chinese. But since then, you find many more architects. You find Chinese in all professions.
In every field now.
In every field. I think in the space of just a few years, and I say, yes, I think we've progressed faster. I'm talking about just in a few years' time. Mm-hmm.
The last few years.
Yes.
You think we're doing very well.
Yes.
So, Mrs. He, do you have anything else to tell me?
Jining Tong in Old Chinatown, and in that square block, which is bordered by Marchesaw on one side, on the north, Aliso on the south, Lysander Street on the west, and Alameda Street on the east. That square block, that was part of Old Chinatown. Within that block, there was a building, the Jining Tong building. And the Jining Tong.
Is that the Jining Tong, a Chinese herb store, still there?
No.
Oh, but.
They did move up to, is it Spring Street or Broadway? But G-E-E-N-I-N-G.
I would like to know what it is in Chinese, then I can find out.
Jining Tong.
I don't know.
Jining Tong. They were the oldest.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they moved up to New Chinatown, but I don't think they're up there now.
Oh.
We have quite a few others.
Nice.
But what I was going to say is, they, Jin and Tong had this herb store there. And then on the second floor, I'm trying to think back whether it was three stories. But anyway, on the second floor, there were offices.
Mm-hmm.
So I have always thought to myself, which I think would be interesting. To know. To me, that was the first Chinese professional building in the Chinese community, because there were offices up there, such as Chen Gaoxing. He had his office up there.
Chen Gaoxing, interpreter.
He did quite interpreting. He had his fingers in everything. In other words, anytime anyone needed help Chinese, there was a language barrier or court problems or anything, he would be the one to see or immigration. Then we had the first dentist there.
Oh, who was he?
Ed Lee's father.
Oh, Ed Lee's father.
Lei Sohing.
I don't know the father, but Ed Lee.
Ed carried on after his father.
Oh, yeah, then
away.
I know which building, because
you know which
I
building?
Went to Ed Lee. It's
oh, you went
upstairs,
to that building there.
He was the one who passed away rather early, right? I mean, when he was still quite young.
Well, his father, and then that's William, the brother. Brother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Ed has his own practice now. I don't know what it's still. The last I knew, he was still practicing. That's Holly's. He's related to. He married Holly Leung.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Leung. She is of the Leung family. One of the old, you might say, old.
So, in addition to nigga.
Chen Gaoxing.
Chen Gaoxing. And then the dentist.
The dentist.
Who else had an office
then,
there?
There, I know that there were one or two other offices there. They did like importing.
Import and
exporting.
Export.
Of course, that you think of as a business, but
yes.
They also had offices there. I don't remember the name, but I remember that. Now, that was what I wanted to call you, bring that up, because I remember at the dinner, Jining Tong building, someone was, they weren't sure what that building, what building it was.
Now, where is that spot now?
That That whole block's been torn down.
Oh, but what?
And that is part of the, that is the entrance going into the freeway. You know where the plaza is?
Oh, I
You know
see.
Where the Union Station
yes,
is?
Yes, yes.
By the way, the Union Station is, that was part of Chinatown.
Yes, I know. See, I saw Los
down.
Angeles when you had a railroad going right through Chinatown. The first time I saw Los Angeles, it was like that.
So where the Union Station stands is where the old Chinatown was. Mm-hmm. And the first, where the stable was down there in Old Chinatown, I have always referred that, the successor to the stables yard, the first recreation ground for the young Chinese.
Oh.
That is right down there where the Union Station is.
Is
there were buildings down there which were for housing and for associations. And for businesses, which the oldest businesses which I can remember were Guangdahua Grocery.
Oh yes, that's an old store.
Guangdahua